Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Mater.
Hey, Dive Mater, how you doing?
I am good. I am good indeed. And okay, let me fill everybody in. Greg the Dive Master is what I usually am. I'm a dive master by certification level and by host of Scuba Radio. That's what I go by, even though I'm a dive instructor now. However, Linda Chorney, musician, diver, friend of Scuba Radio, has just released her new CD.
Yeah, in which she tells us that she's a chornographer.
The new CD is called Chornography, and it's great music. We're going to play some of this throughout the show for you today. Literally world premiere music from Linda Chorney. And she actually thanks Scuba Radio in her CD, in the liner notes. And Bill, read what the liner notes say in reference to Scuba Radio.
Underneath executive producers, underneath platinum supporters.
Yes.
She lists a number of thank yous to people that she's known for a very long time, including her mother and father.
Right.
And then Scuba Radio and Greg Holt, the Dive Mater / rock star.
Yes, Greg the Dive Mater.
Dive Mater, M-A-T-E-R.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's a typo. I do have two offspring, so maybe she was making a reference to my family. Could that
would
be?
Make you the Dive Pater. The pater familis.
Okay. But I'm thinking maybe I ought to change this whole thing and just go with Greg the Dive Mater. It kind of sounds like some reference to the movie Cars and Larry the Cable Guy. Mater, isn't that his name in the movie?
I think it is.
Mater! I want you to meet my buddy, Greg the Dive Mater. Are you guys related? Are you cousins? Second cousin? First cousin? Something like that. I don't know.
If you were that closely related, you'd probably be married.
Maybe. But anyway, props. Went to Scuba Radio and Greg the Dive Mater. And Linda Chorney will, she'll join us on the show today and clarify the situation if it was just a typo or if that's her new pet name for me. God bless her either way. I'll take any publicity we can get. Right, Bill?
Absolutely.
And it is awesome music. She's a diver to boot. And once again, we will premiere this worldwide on Scuba Radio today. You will not want to miss it, and you're going to want to pick up this new CD, Chornography. Great, great stuff. And look forward to spinning it for you today on the big show. Hey, this is going to be a fun one, too. Mermaid Abby, Mermaid Nikki are both coming into the studio here momentarily, as well as CJ James. And we are all getting ready for our Turks and Caicos live aboard trip.
I am packed up, ready to go. Hey, as a spot opens up, you just let me know, and I'm there.
Bill wasn't on the list, but check this out. A spot did open up this week.
Whoa, I'm ready!
And Linda Chorney's going in its place.
You bastard.
So now Linda is going to join us on the boat as well, so she's bringing her guitar along, and she's going to perform live for us on the boat.
I've got a harmonica. You could have asked me.
Her new CD, Chornography, and she'll be doing things on the boat in the evening, playing under the stars, saying, hey, I'm going to send one out to Greg the Dive Mater. This one's for you, and you got in our little Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise crew will be the benefits of this entertainment. It's going to be a blast, and we're kind of still in vacation mode. Last week, as you can tell, maybe vacation mode isn't the right word. Rehab. If you heard last week's show, you'll know what we're talking about. in that regard because it was New Year's Eve weekend. And the crew got together and celebrated a little early and checked themselves into rehab promptly on Tuesday. And but a couple of them are making it back for the show today. We'll find out how that's going. But look, we're not the only ones going on a massive dive trip. Good buddy Neil Watson is on the line. He's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Neil?
I'm doing great, my friend.
You had quite a time New Year's Eve, I would imagine, knowing that you are the dive god and party animal that you are in South Florida.
I had no idea, but I'm going to T-bow it and see how it went.
Okay, that's right. He leaves New Year's Eve up to the amateurs. Neil is absolutely a professional party animal, so he doesn't do the holidays. He leaves that to the amateurs, and then he makes up for it the other 364 days of the year, right?
I don't do the holidays. I don't do much different than normal, which is pretty much every day is a New Year's Eve.
That's right. So, but Neil, let's talk about your diving, your plan for diving here, because we're leaving next Saturday to go to the Turks and Caicos, and you're going a little bit north of us with the folks from Blackbeards and Aquacap, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yes, and you have Linda Chorney, I have John Day.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely, and actually, you know, Captain Slate hit it off so well with the swimming pigs last year. I just ordered a little accessory that I'm going to bring him. It's the exotic inflatable love piggy.
Nice.
It's a secret, so don't anybody tell him. So.
Yeah, don't tell him. Whatever you do, if you see Captain Slate, he just turned 60 too, didn't he?
Absolutely. No, 60.
Well, 60. Yeah. When I meant too. Yeah. Also, yeah. So he just turned 60, and he's going.
I went down for a surprise party to Key Largo last Saturday. And it was a absolute blast, as you would expect.
Now, this inflatable pig that you're bringing on your liveaboard trip next week sounds like something that should have debuted at his birthday party, Neil. Is that right?
It was for his birthday party, but unfortunately, his party was Saturday, and it came in Monday. So,
oh, okay.
And I was taking a young lady, my Brazilian, and unfortunately, she can't get away, and Slate's going to have his honey. So it may be me and the love pigeon. He may not get to use this thing.
Uh-oh. That was a little bit on the too much information side, Neil. But God bless you. Anyway, anybody can get away with it, you can, my friend. Yeah, we don't have swimming pigs on our liveaboard, but we're going to have some mermaids.
I know that. And I'm a wee bit jealous. I want you to tell the girls that I'm a little hurt that they're not on our trip.
Well, they're not inflatable either, as far as I know. But they're real. We're going to have quite the photo op next week on our Turks and Caicos trip. But you're going to do the Aquacat. You guys go out of Nassau, right? Is it the same itinerary we kind of did last time, or do we know?
I think it's the same itinerary. Actually, I'm going to try to talk them into going into Eleuthera, Cape Eleuthera. You know, my new project over there, which I absolutely love. And I'm going to do some diving, hopefully, on the way over, stop there, and then do the Southern Bahamas, and once again try to talk him into going into Staniel, and so Slate can catch up with his piggies.
So you can have a little pig rendezvous. That's right. He's 60 years old, and he can still make it with a pig, or I don't know, or at least get together with a pig, or swim with a pig. I don't know what he's doing, but he's a nut. God bless him. You know, the only reason I'm not on that trip is when we didn't plan our schedules out quite right. It ends up, we were supposed to be in the Turks and Caicos, and it ended up being the same exact week that you're doing your trip. So you're going to have to cover that base for us this year, okay?
Yeah, so many islands, so little time, Gregory.
That's right. So sometimes we have to split up and cover as many bases as possible. So that's what we're doing. So here in a couple weeks, you give us the full report of what's going on in, what happened on your Aquacat cruise, and that everybody survived, and I'll do the same on our side from the Turks and Caicos. Sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan, Mr. Mater. And be sure and give Linda my love and the mermaids. And you guys have a great time. And we'll compare notes in a couple of weeks.
You got it. NeilWatson.com. Check it out on the web. And, of course, we'll check in with him after his Aquacat tour. Bill, did you have a comment, a question?
Well, I had one thing that I wanted to just make sure that he passed along to Captain Slate for us.
Yeah. Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Feels like home. Feels Indeed. Like, I feel like I'm not even off the boat. That's all I heard last time I was on the Aqua Cat. Yep, that was Captain Slate. His recall, so to speak, on the liveaboard vessel, the Aqua Cat last year was. Okay, and that's enough of that. No more burps for the show. We've reached our quota for 2008, I believe, Bill. Okay, that's enough. And besides, the mermaids are here. Yay! How you doing, Abby?
The mermaids!
Welcome.
I'm doing good, Gregory.
Now, what's amazing is that both Nikki, Mermaid Nikki, and Abby are here in the studio with us today. And well, let's see, you guys checked out of rehab what day? Was it Friday last night that you got out of rehab from last week?
Oh, my God, Friday? You are so funny. What day is it even?
It's just called detox.
Detox, right. Is that what it was?
I was, I don't know. I just talked to Brittany last night. So
yeah.
What day is today even?
It's Saturday.
Yeah, I got out Friday.
Because we always do the show at the same time every Saturday.
Yes. And but they made it. We're missing one person. I don't know where she ended up, but hopefully she's still alive and kicking someplace, right?
Are you talking about Denise?
No, yeah. Morgana, one we had on last week.
Yeah, she's
They're
alive
like,
and
oh,
kicking.
Oh, yeah, I remember. It's coming back to me now.
She's alive and kicking.
It's
but
all
she,
coming back. It's all coming
She might be
back.
Wearing a straitjacket at the moment, too.
Yes.
But you'll have another visit from Morgana, the mermaid, soon enough.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, everybody's punchy because we're getting ready for our big trip, aren't we, Abby?
You know what? Like I said, I only have my bikini packed, and I think that's all I need.
That's all you're wearing today. God bless her for it.
Exactly. And CJ, too. He's only wearing his bikini.
That's funny. I have more than my bikini packed, and I'm not going. You know, if anybody cancels, so I'm ready. I am absolutely ready, Greg.
CJ, you want to give up your spot?
Hell no.
Okay.
Sorry Bill. I love you. But not that much.
Well, we'll keep you there in spirit, Bill. We'll take a picture of you there and photograph your picture with us. And then in essence, it's like,
why does it have to be like that, Greg? Why do you have to pit him versus me?
Well, because, you know, if it's a male thing. You know, it would be an unfair fight between Abby and Bill because Abby would kick his ass.
Me and Bill are Red Sox Nation sticks together. So
that's
not
going to
work.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, and depending on the sleeping situation, to each other.
What?
Yeah, excuse me?
Stick together and stick to each other.
Oh, that's just scary. All right, well...
Neoprene, look. It has a residual stickiness.
I am so offended.
And a certain smell as well, but, you know, what are you going to do? All right, so we're getting ready for our big liveaboard trip. We got a few things we need to cover on today's show. Also, we kind of need to refresh our memories on what happened last week, because I believe the crew involved producing the show doesn't remember much of it.
Did we do a show last week?
There was, there's glimpses of things that flash back momentarily to me.
That's right, the New Year's show.
Yes, New Year's Eve extravaganza. It was the crapspicular, or what?
Crapstravaganza.
That's what it was. Yeah, see, it's all coming back to me now. It's all coming back to me now.
Stop it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Finally go, it's a mismatch. You are not a catch. Get off my hook with all your good looks. And go back to your freezing cold scene. And keep your fins off of me.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That's new music from Linda Chorney. Her CD is called Chornography. And Mermaid Nikki's here. Nikki, look at this. These are the credits here on the CD. And read that for everyone. What does that say?
It says, Scuba Radio and Greg Holt, the Dive Mater.
Thank you very much. She called me the Greg the Dive Mater.
Yeah.
I got props on Linda Chorney's Chornography CD. That song was Fins, by the way, written about an ex, which most of the songs are written about an ex or something in that capacity. So God bless her that she doesn't have any songs written about me. Because if they did, I'd have a feeling it'd be very bad. Don't you think, Bill?
I do get that sense from what I've heard of the album.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's great music, but she literally writes, you know, about her life, you know, and puts it in musical form out there in puts it out to the world.
I heard there was a special European release of that CD that had a hidden track called Greg the Dive Bastard.
No, no, no. I don't think so. I know.
I read that on the internet, though.
That could have been a B-side. That could have been a B-side of Finn's, though. I don't know. Maybe she's saving that.
Maybe that was another typo.
I think I'm just going to change from Greg the Dive Master to Greg the Dive Mater. It kind of has a good ring to it. Yeah, that's what a mater would be. What do you think? Come on, Nikki. Nikki's like rambling.
Is that like a dating service where you hook up divers? Dive mater?
I guess. I don't know.
I thought it would be like toe mater.
Toe mater? Greg the toe mater?
Yeah.
Mater? Maybe. Hardly matter.
Oh, but I'm
like the tow truck in Cars.
Yes. Well, that we were saying that earlier. We'll see. All right. Well, look, we're going to have Linda on here momentarily. She'll clear up this once and for all.
Oh,
and
yeah. That's going to happen.
You don't think?
Clearing things up once and for all is really Linda's specialty.
Hey, no, she has a new clarity about her. It even says in her on her CD in the liner notes, it goes on to say that she went to Tibet and got clarity, serenity, and what's it, peace?
Yeah, then read the anti-dedication.
To those who overuse text messaging. Yeah, okay. I don't know. She'll explain herself, but once again, she's a diver as well as a world-class musician and a great
musician. Woman.
And a woman. Oh, yeah. All right, so, but we got some business to take care of. What?
All of a sudden, you sound like a pro wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
Snap into a tourney.
Nice. So, once again, we do have some business to take care of today as we prepare for our live aboard trip in the Turks and Caicos. CJ is going. Mermaid Abbey is going. Nikki's not going. James is in the studio. Neither one of them are going. And Bill, well, of course, he's not going.
Yeah, yeah. But of those people you've mentioned, how many have never been?
Me. I've never been.
I've never been either.
Right. So what is your point?
Yeah, you know, those two people who said me, I've never been, they're actually going this time. Yeah. You know who didn't say that? That was me.
Yeah.
Never been, not going.
I don't want you to feel left out, and that's why what we're going to discuss
What have you done to not make me feel left out?
Well, I'm bringing you into the show today because we need emergency contacts. And Nikki is going to be mine. James is going to be CJ's, and you can be Mermaid Abby's.
That'll be great.
You're Mermaid Abby's emergency contact. In case something goes haywire in Turks and Caicos.
And that's a big possibility there, Bill.
That's
you might really have to come into play here.
If she doesn't make it back.
Yeah, and answer the phone. That'll be a real important part of my role.
You're so dead, Abby.
No, actually, if anything happens to Abby, you get all her worldly possessions. That's how it works if you're the emergency contact, isn't it? Isn't that in the release?
No.
Did I read the release wrong, CJ?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, what does it say
exactly? Then you're looking for a world of disappointment right there. Yeah.
Well,
you'll get an Abbey Rolls t-shirt.
Yeah, that's what you'll get.
You'll get my bikini and my scuba radio tank top, because that's about all I have to my name right now.
Look at Bill. He's like, he's
overjoyed. Doesn't sound like it's that bad of a deal now that you put it that way.
And it did put a mental picture in front of me that's making me a little nauseous right about now. But anyway, no, see, it's all about bringing everybody together. And see, that way you can at least feel connected to the whole trip as an emergency contact at the bare minimum. We're actually going to talk to Clay from Explorer Ventures on the show today. He's been on this trip many times. I've been on it once. And however, we're going back next week, and it is whale season. And this could be quite
Oh, that's why adventure. I couldn't go. I was afraid I'd be mistaken for a whale.
That's it!
Now I'm fat. Thanks.
Don't feel left out. Remember, you're the emergency contact of Mermaid Abbey.
Bill, lay off the tea. You're getting a little touchy.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts, your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier PADI 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE, or go to oceanconcepts.com. Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Mater. And Linda Chorney is going to join us momentarily. She's in New Jersey, by the way. And here's the big news. This is a premiere. And this is the first time anywhere this is being heard. We didn't. Or wait a minute. Did I already say that Linda's going to join us?
Yeah, you pretty much did. Oh. Last segment.
See, my memory's going. See, if it weren't for the archives at scubaradio.com, I wouldn't even know what the hell happened. Period.
Oh, you mean last week?
Last week, last 10 years for that matter. Thank God that we have all those shows up there for you to listen. You know, people think we do that as a, you know, something for our listeners. And actually, it's just for my memory, which is getting worse and worse as time goes by. I mean, I can't remember segment to segment, let alone week to week.
That's how you know you're having a good time.
Yeah, we did have a good time last week, didn't we, CJ?
Yeah.
Almost.
No, we didn't have a
fun.
Good time. We had a great time.
Did we?
Yeah.
What do you remember of last
I remember
week?
Hooters.
Oy.
And I remember shots of chocolate milk.
Yeah, chocolate milk. Yeah, what was
that's
up with
that? Good.
Maybe there were chocolate martinis.
Nikki, what do you remember? Because Nikki was there, I think. Weren't you?
I remember.
That's pretty
CJ
much it.
Eating something. Weren't you eating chicken?
No, he didn't.
Tasted like chicken.
Oh! And on that note, let's go to Horny Chorney. She's on the line. How you doing, Linda?
Hello, Greg. How are you?
I am good. Hey,
yeah, baby. Yeah.
And, by the way, first off, hats off to you for producing another fine piece of artistic work, Chornography. I love what I've heard so far. And I even got through maybe a third of the CD, Linda. There needs to be more time in the day, but I'm gonna. Each song is just amazing. I'm shocked how great this stuff is.
Thank you.
Okay.
He would be able to listen more, except for it's against the law in the state of Florida to drive without your pants on.
Hey, what?
So he would have heard more of it in the car, but there's laws.
Did you guys carpool, Bill?
Oh boy.
What was that about?
And Linda, thanks for the props on the CDs, executive producers, platinum supporters. This is Scuba Radio and Greg Holt, the Dive Mater and or rock star. We got to talk about that. Hold on.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Love this song. Here we go.
Politicians, cross over the fine line and show your human side. Drop the facade.
LindaChorney.com.
Do you really speak like that at home? Why don't you drop the front and get real and listen to some reggae? Take the hand of your fellow man.
Oh, I dig it. I like this. Yeah.
If people would dance more, hell might be no war.
Linda Chorney is on the line. That's a cut from her new CD. Dance More, Less War. Linda, love that song. I saw you perform it at the Dima show in Orlando, and the CD version of it, awesome.
Thank you. It was a blast. And I mean what I say.
Really?
I think if politicians got together and stopped all this ridiculousness and were just normal and had a real conversation and put some reggae on and maybe, you know, use some of Jamaica's other wonderful contributions to the world and loosened up and just danced around, it'd be awesome. Yeah. I picture the video in the UN, actually, with them all dancing together, you know, with the white man overbite with the blue suit and the red tie and then the chic and all that stuff. And it just screw this war stuff. It's just dumb.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I've been seeing a lot of the presidential candidates trying to act more human, you know, and dancing. And I think it's going to be a hideous, hideous, hideous visual performance to see, I don't know, John McCain and Dennis Kucinich dancing together in any circumstance.
I think a conga line is...
They're
more
the call appropriate.
For a conga line. Yeah, get all the nominees right now and form one big conga line.
Plus, Bill,
yeah, that's appropriate because they're always trying to screw each other from behind anyway.
Hey!
Hello!
It's
I
all
can
in the lighting.
On TV and stuff, that's okay. So, yeah, anyway, it's ridiculous, and I think it's a good message, and we'll see what happens.
Yes. Well, you know, I love the CD, and I really do love the little plug you gave Scuba Radio and the fact that you called me Greg the Dive Mater. What's that all about?
Is the S missing?
Oh, that's a typo?
I thought
that was a comment on my sexual prowess.
Maybe she figured you were a big enough S on your own that you didn't need to have one in your description.
Besides,
I didn't know that. Really, the S is missing. Wow. Yeah.
Well, besides, Greg, we also know that that you are not really a dive master. You're above that. You are a dive inductor.
Exactly. Okay. All right. I'll accept that, too.
Who the heck's in there with you?
What do you mean? I got the whole crew.
Who's not?
You know, CJ and Mermaid Abby are going to be on our boat next week, which you're going to be joining us too, Linda.
Yeah, it's a tough life. I'm psyched. Thank you so much for inviting me yesterday.
Yeah. No, it's going to be... Bill's a little upset because he didn't get your spot. But I said, hey, he doesn't sing, dance, or look half as good in tight jeans like on your CD.
You never give me a chance.
And you never called me Greg the Dive Mater either. That's all you got to do. If you suck up to me just a little bit, that's all it takes.
Yeah, so you bring in the camera equipment. Let's shoot a video. You ready?
Yeah, we're going to shoot a video, one of your new songs from your CD, Chronography.
Yeah, maybe we should do the new one. What do you think? Instead of, you know, Island Boys, you know, been there, done that.
Why not? Let's just shoot a whole bunch of stuff. We got Abby, would you do some mermaid lip syncing, too, possibly? You'd add some eye candy
hey,
to the
Abby,
video.
Hey, Abby, how are you?
Hey, Linda Chorney. I would love to do a cameo in Linda's video. Anything for Linda.
Anything for Linda.
Wow.
Oh, this is getting interesting.
We're ready.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts, your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier PADI 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE or go to OceanConcepts.com.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 26. Watching fish and coral spawn can be fascinating while diving.
Are you sure you want to do that?
However, they just think you're a pervert.
What the hell are you staring at?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President from Divers Alert Network. What's on tap today, Jeff?
Well, I thought we'd talk a little bit about risk assessment, Greg.
Sounds risky.
Feel better?
Yeah, I do. What would you like us to know about risk assessment?
Actually, it's not so much what I want you to know as what I want you to ask.
Ask?
Yep. There are certain questions you should always be asking yourself before every dive, because if you don't have definitive, appropriate answers for each and every one of them, you shouldn't be getting in the water.
Tell you what, you ask the questions, and I'll guess why they're important.
Deal.
Lay it on me.
The first question you should always ask yourself, am I feeling up for this dive?
It's important to be mentally and physically capable of completing the planned dive. If you have any doubt about your health on any given day, don't do it.
Right. Next, do I have the training to complete this dive?
Training teaches you what you need to know, and the knowledge helps keep you safe. Diving without proper training is like driving with your eyes closed. You might get lucky and make it, but you don't really know what you're doing.
Do I have everything I need to make this dive?
Lacking the appropriate gear for a dive is like driving a car with three wheels. It doesn't work.
Is my gear in proper working order for the dive?
Gear should be cared for properly and serviced at regular intervals to ensure it remains in reliable working order. Failing to do so is like driving a car whose wheels are taped on. They may stay together, but it's risky.
Dude, what is it with you and these car analogies?
I like them. Don't you?
No. They're great. I'm just surprised at their...
brilliance?
Frequency.
Hmm.
Moving on, are there any natural circumstances that indicate the dive should not take place?
Storm warnings, strong currents, excessive wind, temperature, and other weather-related factors can and do interfere with dive safety.
Am I familiar with the site I'll be diving?
Do your research so you know the facts necessary to plan the dive properly. If it's your first time on the site, make sure you've checked with local guides for information, or better yet, take a local guide with you. Not doing all you can to familiarize yourself with a new dive site would be like driving in a new town without a map.
We're back on the driving thing?
I'm telling you, it works.
Have I fully considered the risk this dive presents? Have I prepared emergency plans in the event of a problem?
Always hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Are my buddy and I in agreement on all aspects of the dive in terms of preparation, communication, and planning?
Talk to your buddy about every aspect of the dive before you get in the water. It's a lot easier to discuss it above the surface than below.
Have I considered all details, including the small ones like hydration during surface intervals and sunscreen?
Sometimes the day is made in the details. Ignoring them would be like setting off on a road trip without remembering to put gas in the tank.
You couldn't resist one more, could you?
Admit it, you like them.
I do, and I'm impressed with your answers, not just because of your dedication to one analogy, but because you demonstrated why each question is an important one to ask yourself before each and every dive.
Risk assessment is something every diver must do before each and every dive. It's a key step in ensuring you're ready to make that dive, and if any of the answers leave you in doubt, don't do the dive. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. I got the full crew here in the studio today. Last week... now, we were doing our New Year's Eve broadcast from a Hooters in Spring Hill, Florida, of all places. It just happened to work out well. Matter of fact, CJ and I went diving at Rainbow River the next day, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But one of the things we did on the show last week was, or what we attempted to do, and then kind of got a little sidetracked, thanks to Mermaid Abby and Mermaid Nikki.
What? That's just crazy.
We were in your hometown. I'm putting all the blame on you guys.
Did we show you a good time in our hometown?
Well, we had a good time, absolutely. But, But, you know, the goal was, if I remember correctly, Nikki, we were going to do New Year's resolutions for divers and starting the new year off right with a clean slate by, you know, getting things off your chest that were bugging you or things that you'd done underwater that you're not really proud of. And we had a few stories on the show last week. Matter of fact, I didn't realize until I went back and listened to myself because I had to kind of go back to scubaradio.com and realize what the hell we talked about. But there was a story or two on there that were quite memorable. Do you remember any of these yourself, Nikki?
I remember somebody saying like a really, really awkward and uncomfortable resolution.
I do. I vaguely remember such things. I do.
But,
remember.
I mean, I don't know.
It's
who that
foggy,
was.
But I remember.
We were all wearing blindfolds. We don't know who was talking.
And we had a special microphone that hit, you know, that changed their voice.
Sinkers and floaters.
That's what it was. The sinkers and floaters story. And like I said, if you don't know what we're talking about, go back to the archive, listen to it. December 23rd, 2007 will go down in history as one of the most bizarre and crazy, nutty broadcasts of Scuba Radio ever.
It was really embarrassing.
Wow! That's scary. We don't even have the trick microphone, and I thought I just heard that voice
that
once again.
That was my favorite part of the entire... I think you should do a whole Scuba Radio show with the voice changer, because that just cracked me up all last week.
That could be pretty funny, wouldn't it? Nikki, you're laughing. What's so funny? Why are you so amused? Why are you amusing yourself?
Floater in the hole.
Oh, nice. Now, look, we have some plans for our Turks and Caicos trip. And actually, Nikki's not going. She's been to the Turks and Caicos before. So it's like, you guys go. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. I'm going to work on my continuing education as a diver. That has ended up being like your resolution for 2008.
Indeed.
To kind of kick it up a notch, right?
Yes.
Because you're an open water diver now.
Oh, I don't know. I'm on the verge of being a...
advanced open water.
That's what I am.
Thanks to Greg the Dive Mater. Uh-huh. That's right. She's turned in her paperwork and she's done her skills, and we're going to get her PADI advanced open water certification squared away. And then from there, we're going to take you up to a professional level, maybe.
Yeah, I'm moving on to rescue, right?
Rescue would be next, and then it's dive master.
And then after that, it's butt buoy.
No, that's a different certification alder. She already has that. Look at her. Come on.
God.
So anyway, we got that. That's your resolution for 2008 as a diver, right? And
yeah.
You've already got it. You've started off with a clean slate. If I remember right, you got everything off your chest and then some last week.
I didn't say a resolution on the radio.
Oh, I know. Well, the resolution.
Or regret. You guys didn't get to me.
Oh, is that what it was?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I didn't say that we didn't get to you. I'm just saying that you just kind of let it, you know, you got it out there. You got everything off your chest. Not necessarily that you were a person that was talking about things that you had done in the past underwater that you're not proud of.
No,
I'm not saying that was you, that, you know, we're talking about sinkers, floaters, or deep holes, or anything like that, right? No, I'm not. I'm not at all.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at bahamasdiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are.
called Come Out, one of the new songs off the Chornography CD, thanks to Linda Chorney, diver and world-class musician. World premiere of that song right here on Scuba Radio. Good friend of the show. She will be on our Turks and Caicos Live Aboard here in a couple, actually next Saturday. We're going to record a show this coming week to air this coming Saturday, the 12th of January. And then on the 19th of January, you will hear a Scuba Radio broadcast that was recorded on the Turks and Caicos Explorer to Live Aboard boat with Linda Chorney. And so she's going to perform for us. And, of course, we'll have Mermaid Denise, we'll have Mermaid Abby, we'll have Mermaid CJ and myself. And
I haven't actually been certified as a mermaid. I'm still working on that.
Oh,
we're going to change that on the trip, Greg.
That's right.
We're putting them in a tail.
Abby and Denise have promised to take you under their fin and get you certified as a mermaid,
we'll
CJ.
We'll take good care of you, CJ.
What exactly does that entail?
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
There's an initiating ceremony here. Let me help you with this.
It's more of a hazing, actually. Oh, he just pulled out a knife. That's quite a dive knife there. But evidently it has something to do with circumcision. And you'll have to listen to the January 19th broadcast of Scuba Radio to hear for yourself exactly what that entails.
That's going to take a lot of rum.
It is. Now, one of the other things we're going to do, actually, is CJ and Abby are going to earn their advanced open water paddy certification thanks to Greg the Dive Mater. I mean, Nicky's already done this, and CJ is going to do a few of those, as well as Abby, and we're going to take them through the process of becoming an advanced open water diver. You ready, CJ?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
And then, you know, the mermaid certification will just be like a little specialty on the side.
We'll sure.
It's a bonus.
It's a bonus. That's right. And coming up in hour two, we're going to talk to Clay from Explore Ventures. He runs. He's the big cheese of the company that we're going to go out on this trip with. So we got that coming up in hour two. And, of course, your calls and all kinds of fun and mayhem coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.